This is Distraction Therapy, a podcast from Rob Watson. Conversations about how we're coping at a time of change. Hello, Rob Watson here. I've come out on Sunday the 18th of April. And it's a lovely spring day. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I've come into Leicester City Centre and it's much busier and full of people compared to what it was like last week. And what I'll do today is just have a wander around and try and capture some of the sounds of things that have opened up. So the shops, some of the street cafes, some of the bars. Quite a warm day, so there's a lot of people out and not so many people wearing masks though, but you know, we'll get to that.
Sun, who cares that? plan's grown. Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Sun. Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
I'm standing at St. Peter's Square, which is part of the High Cross shopping centre, and people are sitting in some of the restaurants. There's a number of them that have closed permanently, but there's a few that are still open, and actually it's given them a little bit more space to put tables and chairs out, and pavement cafes, which we're not really used to in the UK. Fortunately, the wind has dropped. So the cold wind that we've had for the last week or so has dropped a bit, and it's actually very mild and pleasant. I'd say probably quite nice to sit and have a chat and a drink. But one of the curious things I just witnessed, a woman was waiting on one of the benches, and her friend's come over, and they've said hello, and they've clearly not seen each other for a while, but one gave the other a really great big hug. You know, which is lovely to see, but we're still in the midst of a pandemic, and they didn't look at the age to have been vaccinated. One was wearing a mask and the other wasn't, so there's still a kind of, you know, trouble when you're thinking about social distancing. Just because the shops are opening and the restaurants are, and the cafes are opening, we do have to maintain that vigilance of social distancing, and if it's not happening, then we might expect to see the numbers start to go up again. So we, you know, just because we're trying to get businesses back together and giving people an opportunity to socially interact with one another, it doesn't mean to say that we can stop being careful about our social hygiene, social distancing.
Hello.
I've just been walking through the shopping centre from the last remaining department store in Leicester, through past the computer shops and through to the escalators, and yeah, there's quite a few people about, lots of young people, and it's interesting being back in the town centre again and seeing fashion. So there's young guys in their 20s in very skinny trousers at the moment, and I don't know if that's the new fashion or the old fashion and people are just hanging on to it and they've not caught up with it yet. There's lots of sportswear. There's an awful lot of grey and black sportswear. We're not a very colourfully attired people in this country, or in this city at least. And I've noticed over the last few years that, you know, there's a tendency to wear very dark blues, greys, greens. And even though it's now spring and it's quite warm, some of the colours are still quite muted. Well, there's some evidence of some bright jackets and the other factor that is ever present: music. In the department store, there was only a little bit of music playing in one of the concessions, but it wasn't general right the way throughout the store. When you come into something like a shopping centre and there's music playing constantly in the background, I think it really does, it's one of the things that inhibits peace of mind and self-awareness, because the music's there to propel you forward. It's that, you know, idea that there's something exciting going on, and almost when you suggest to people that you should turn the music off, one, primarily for social distancing reasons, if you're talking to your friends and family, you're wearing masks, it's harder to make yourself legible, and secondly, because it's just really annoying. Well, I find it really annoying. You can't escape it, you know. It's and the music's never very good. There's no variety. It's not my taste anyway. Other people obviously have different taste in music than I do, and you're free to explore that.
Paris in my mind. Flash is fast, flash is cool. Francois, c'est pas flash, ain't no do. And you don't stop, sure shot. Go out to the parking lot and you get in your car and drive real far and you drive all night and then you see a light and it comes right down and lands on the ground and out comes a man from Mars and you try to run but he's got a gun and he shoots you dead and he eats your head and then you're in the man from Mars. You go out at night eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru and you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet face to face, dance cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, dance toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, he's gonna eat them all. Rapture, be pure, take a tour through the sword. Don't strain your brain, paint a train, you'll be singing in the rain. Say, don't stop, do punk rock.
I attended an academic online discussion last week, which was about cultural studies, and that's what I studied for my undergraduate degree, media and cultural studies. And it's kind of been pushed out of the university curriculum because skills and employability skills for media kind of have taken over. So if you want to learn how to edit video and be a journalist and play a specific role within media, then there's plenty of courses now that offer that, but the kind of critical view of media, it's still there. It's still a big part of what the university curriculums offer, but that tends to look at things like texts and so films and TV programs. And cultural studies was a different kind of idea, which was, you know, what is the culture? What is our culture? Who are we? Who are they? Who am I? And how do those kind of questions interact? And there was a fairly lively discussion, which was I kind of contributed to. I didn't realise I was as emotional as I was about it. But I think it's really important for us to look at issues of what we mean by what our culture is and how we interact. And it can't be done in a classroom, and it can't be done just through using students as a proxy for the culture. One of the challenges for people who work in higher education, who research and teach in higher education, is that the danger is that they tend to see their student as the gateway into a world that they're not part of, but actually the student experience, as it's called, is highly contrived. It's very limited. It's a bit like when we go to an airport and we go in, you know, we arrive in a taxi or on a bus, or we get dropped off, and then we get kind of ferried through in a very planned way through customs, through the security checks, through the bag drop in, through the food hall and the shops, and then we get onto the plane and we go off to our destination. And the whole purpose of the airport is to just handle people smoothly and efficiently and make some money out of them in that process. And to some extent, that's what our universities are. It's a very artificial kind of environment, and our culture is not that. It's not what we find in the university seminar. It has a culture, but it isn't the culture. And to find out what our culture is, and to talk about it, and to share ideas about it, is to interact with people and to be out mixing with people and where they are, and to observe and to describe and to talk with people. And particularly, you know, don't look at this as being who's the expert on our culture. It's not the person who's read 1,000 books and attended hundreds of university seminars and has a very erudite language, but it's somebody who lives the culture, somebody who's part of the culture, somebody who, you know, is able to interact with other members of that culture. There's a sense of belonging, there's a sense of we-ness, or the opposite, there's a sense of, you know, antagonism, there's a sense of not belonging. And, you know, getting into and understanding what those relationships are, it's really important. And one of the key speakers at the discussion was a guy called Lawrence Grossberg, and he kind of reminded us that, you know, it's study with a purpose, and it's a study with a purpose to find out who we are. And so to some extent, you know, that's the mission of some of these kind of sound walks. It leaves me with lots of questions as to who are we? Who am I? Where do I belong? Where do we belong? And as we come out of lockdown, that, you know, we surely should be thinking about that, rather than just launching back into what we used to do, but actually stopping for a moment and thinking, hang on a minute, is this who we are now? Is this what we want to be? Is this how we interact with one another? Is this how we share our sense of joy or sense of frustration about the world. And it just gives me pause for thought that we should be considering those kind of things.
What are you doing with that?
Just recording some sounds for a radio program.
For what?
A radio program. So just like the background sounds and the people going past. Yeah.
Away across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." Said, "Hey honey, take a walk on the wild side." Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." Said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doo 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 doo.
So I'm back now at Jubilee Square, and what are my thoughts after wandering through the city centre for a little while, listening to things? There's always things like pressure buttons, people walking around with speakers, cars driving around with noisy exhausts for no apparent reason, seem to go around in circles, people effing and blinding to each other, bars and cafes with music. That's just far too loud, whereas a quiet conversation is probably more relaxing. But there's a pent-up demand for social interaction. This has kind of really got me thinking about what this actually means in practice. You know, the kind of need to, the sudden outpouring of people to meet up over beers. And what's different at the moment is that fortunately the weather is with us this weekend. Is that people can sit outside, whereas most of the time this is the kind of interaction that takes place inside, so we don't really see it in the same way, and it's managed in a different way. So what we're seeing is a small proportion of the population rather than, you know, the vast majority of people, and we're seeing the extreme behaviour which is characteristic of a small proportion of people. But it does show that there's, you know, people do want to socially engage with one another, and the range and diversity of the people who interact in our city centres now, certainly with Leicester, is vastly different than it used to be. You know, it's 30 years ago it was a very different city in terms of the range of backgrounds that people come from who live in the city. Now it's very diverse, and is there enough provision? You know, are we putting in place enough, particularly for families and children? So, you know, the great thing about pedestrianisation is that it actually opens up the space for people who, you know, for a wide range of people, not just those who, you know, are kind of tied to their cars, and you make it a more sociable space in itself. And I think we've got to, you know, make our social spaces in our towns and cities suitable for children and for older people, so that you can come in and just enjoy the environment. I was always struck a few years ago, I was in Siena, and, you know, the Italian climate's very different. But 10 o'clock in the evening in the square, there were families of all ages, chatting, children were playing, whereas here in the UK, we're dominated by the beer, you know, the uncontrolled beer heads, those people who become obnoxious, but nobody, you know, it's not challenged, it's not contained, it's kind of in your face, and it puts everybody else off. And maybe we need to redress the balance of that a bit in terms of expectations about behaviour. But where does that behaviour come from? Should it be imposed on people, or should it be something that people bring, you know, socialised into, and, you know, that respect for others is probably the challenge. One of the challenges we've got to think about in the future, and how we do that. Anyway, if you want to take part in one of these walks, these sound walks, send me a message. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at RobWMedia, and you can email me rob@robwatsonmedia.net. Podcast is posted up on my website, which is robwatsonmedia.net. and it goes under the distraction therapy name. So if you're searching on iTunes or Google or Apple Music or Spotify, am I on Spotify? Yes. Just check for distraction therapy. And then it goes out as a radio program on Leicester Community Radio and Sound Art Radio. So until next time, enjoy the weather, enjoy the spring sunshine, and stay socially distant. Listening to the Distraction Therapy Podcast with me, Rob Watson. If you want to get in contact, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Rob W Media, or visit the website robwatsonmedia.net.